Can the New Orleans Saints day three selections, DeMarco Jackson and Jordan Jackson, hit the field their rookie year? Undrafted free agents that could make the roster for the Saints. But first, how Tyrann Mathieu fits in from a schematic perspective and what he brings to the field. We got all that and a little bit of Lagniappe for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into this Tuesday episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks as always for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter. You can find me over at USA Today's Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And on today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about the day three selections for the Saints, as well as the undrafted free agents that have a chance to make the roster. But first, I want to talk more about Tyrann Mathieu. If you missed yesterday's episode, go back, check it out. Monday's episode, breaking down all of the impact around Tyrann Mathieu signing with the New Orleans Saints. They're now playoff contenders. They're NFC contenders. Dan Orlovsky has them as the third best team in the conference. I agree with that assessment. I also take a look at where the New Orleans Saints are different now than they were last year. These are not the New Orleans Saints that you're used to, so make sure you go and check that out. Remember, we're here 5 days a week for you. So we get to break down a whole bunch of stuff in a lot of different, more intricate opportunities here, right? And so now I want to take a look at the schematics, right? The on-field impact. What is it that Tyrann Mathieu brings you on the field? We can talk all day about the intangibles, right? The Saints lost one of the most important pieces of their defense this offseason when Malcolm Jenkins retired, not just from the stats perspective, how he fills the stat sheet, the tackles he makes, his ability to make plays in the run game, to cover tight ends, all of that, sure. But also his ability as a communicator and as a leader. And the Saints lost that this offseason when he announced his retirement. But they just got it back. And maybe even better in Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu is one of the smartest safeties to play the game in today's NFL. And he has been there for the transition of it all. He played special teams. He has done it over on the defensive side. Over at LSU, he could have done on the offensive side if you needed him to, right? This guy has been through the ringer. He has seen it all. And I think that that is a huge, huge benefit for the New Orleans Saints coming in here. And he is also a fiery and passionate leader. So we could talk all day about the intangible things that he brings to the field and will have impact on the field with those intangible things. But let's talk a little bit more about the tangibles, right? Where will he line up? What is he going to do? How does he contribute? And the Saints were on their way to a little bit of an identity crisis at safety, if we're being honest, right? Marcus May can do a little bit of everything. You could have him as a deep safety. You could utilize him in the box. You could play him at strong safety. Dennis Allen saying they see him more as a strong safety than a free safety. But now you've got Tyrann Mathieu. Maybe that changes because Tyrann Mathieu playing close to the line of scrimmage, being pesky, covering tight ends, has the athleticism to be able to cover slot receivers as well. But I think you want to get Tyrann Mathieu and CJ Gardner-Johnson in the mix close to the line of scrimmage as much as possible. They both play extremely well in run support. They can both cover those tight ends and slot receivers as well. So I think that gives you a little bit of the versatility that you look for. And that's going to be a key word here. What that does is that it allows Marcus May to play the deep safety role, right? Where he came into the NFL. We talked about it in yesterday's episode, but Marcus Williams, who was second since 2017 in forced incompletions, he left over the course of the offseason. You know who was first? Marcus May, since 2017, led the NFL in forced incompletion percentage, according to ESPN's Next Gen Stats. So you have a guy that can do that, that can play deep, that can make plays on the ball, that's got good ball skills, got good range, got good speed, has good explosion. He has all that. And now you don't have the identity crisis potential that could come with trying to figure out what to do with Marcus May. You now know what to do with Tyrann Mathieu, and that fills one of the roles, which is effectively the strong safety role, and then gives you the chance to just focus Marcus May in a deep safety role. But it's not going to be that simple, right? It's not going to be cut and dry, A and B, black and white. There's going to be gray to all this. And that's where the fun starts, especially for a guy like Dennis Allen. So if you want to talk about where he lines up, I think strong safety in the box near the line of scrimmage is more likely. What does he contribute to you, though? Is versatility and his ability to be able to do whatever it is that you ask him. Dennis Allen love to disguise defenses, particularly in the secondary. So you have Dennis Allen. You also have a co-defensive coordinator in Chris Richard, who's a defensive backs coach. He's a secondary guy, just like Dennis Allen is. And so now you have PJ Williams, CJ Gardner-Johnson, Tyrann Mathieu, and then, of course, Marcus May, who can all play multiple positions, who can all do different things. And they can all do one thing pre-snap and do something different post-snap. So the rotation pre to or post-snap after the pre-snap look is going to be what's most important. And now understand what I mean when I'm talking about rolling coverages. I mean, you might have two safeties that look like they're both going to play deep, but then one might roll into the box down near the line of scrimmage while another just becomes a single high safety over the top after the snap. So you show them one thing, which is the even middle of field open two safeties up at the top of the play and pre-snap. And then after the snap, you rotate and one comes down and one ends up taking the full responsibility of the field, playing the rangy situation. Vice versa, you could have a deep safety and then another safety that lines up in the box pre-snap and then one drops and they split the field. You could even run cover four that way as well. So they're going to do a lot of disguising, right? They have the opportunity here to be very versatile, to be very multiple, to be confusing. This is how Dennis Allen has worked on beating Tom Brady over the last couple of years by confusing him, which is crazy to say because Tom Brady's like 78 years old and he's seen everything that the NFL has to offer, but Dennis Allen has found a way to do it. And now you get all of these versatile pieces on the defense with Dennis Allen unbridled calling the shots at this point. It's a pretty good situation to be in because remember, he's still calling the defensive plays as well. So Dennis Allen made sure that the offense did what it needed to do, right? Or that they did what they needed to do for the offense to be able to churn and be able to let Jameis cook over on the offensive side with Pete Carmichael. But Dennis Allen's a defensive guy, and he has now shored up this defense and put it in a situation to where, because of the experience at all three levels, Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu now, right? Because of the communication that these guys are going to have, because of the culture that they're going to be able to create, because of the leadership that they're going to have, this defense is going to be outstanding yet again, which is going to keep them in games no matter how the offense is performing. While the offense might need to figure some stuff out early on in the season and sort of figure out, okay, how do Michael Thomas and Chris Olave work best together? Do they get Jarvis Landry? Does Jarvis Landry have to get into the mix? How's Jameis looking? How's the offensive line looking? How's Trevor Penning developing? Is he developing quickly enough? All of that. While they get all that figured out, this defense, it's taking hits the entire time. They're coming after you, and they're not going to slow down for anybody, especially with Tyrann Mathieu helping to steer the ship. All right, coming up next, two defensive selections in day three, DeMarco Jackson, Jordan Jackson. They're calling them the Jackson brothers. I'm left out in that equation. That's okay, though. I still feel like I'm a part of it. But let's talk about them. Can they make the roster, and can they see snaps their rookie season? I'll tell you why. It's likely they both can. We got that coming up for you as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. So maybe you're feeling really good about the New Orleans Saints after the Tyrann Mathieu addition and their draft class. They're going to have some more free agency additions very likely on the way as well. So if you're starting to feel confident about New Orleans, now's the time to get in over on betonline.net, where you can get all of your sporting news, gambling, betting, sports wagering information, everything that you need. And so you can get in on the action. You can bet for the Saints to win the NFC South, to win the NFC, even Super Bowl champions already if you want to. And if you're already feeling froggy, you might as well leap. And you can leap over at BetOnline today. So go and check them out. And don't forget to make sure that you check them out on your, you can do it on your mobile device, you can do it on your laptop, wherever it is that you want. But it's not just NFL, right? There's boxing, there's MMA, there's UFC, there's the NBA playoffs, there's the MLB season now underway. There's even esports and live betting as well. So you can track trends in action while things are actually happening and developing. So if you see a team go down 13 points in the third quarter of an NBA game, but you feel like they might be able to come back, that's a time to jump on that money line. So go and check them out over at BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, we're free and available on all platforms, so you can find us every single day. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for joining us. If you've been with us for a while, thank you so much for coming back. We're here 5 days a week for you, so I hope that you can be here 5 days a week as well. So I want to take a look at the Saints' two third-day selections, right? They're two day three selections in the NFL draft, to talk about why I think that these guys could see snaps in 2022. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be starters by any means, but there's good opportunities for both of them to see some snaps. Before we get to that, though, I want to update as well. Tyrann Mathieu's contract details are out, at least the basic details. And this is a big deal. This is a three-year, $33 million contract with $18 million guaranteed. I put a lot of emphasis on that final number because a lot of times you see three-year contracts that have maybe $9 million guaranteed. And so they basically translate to being one-year contracts. This contract structure from the 30,000-foot view, remember, we need to see what year one, year two, year three, what the breakdowns look like. But as of right now, it doesn't look like any of these years are void years. And the $18 million guaranteed is effectively 2 years of guaranteed money. So that's pretty, pretty good for Tyrann Mathieu and the New Orleans Saints to be in a situation where he might play this contract out in New Orleans or potentially get another contract with him depending upon how he's feeling at 33 years old by the time that contract is done, or 34 years old. Well, you know, if he plays out the entire three seasons there, he'll be 30 in just a couple of weeks, actually. So that's a really, really nice contract for Tyrann Mathieu. We don't know yet how this impacts the 2022 salary cap, what they have left. I imagine that, you know, it's probably a veteran base minimum with the extra hits there for the signing bonus and stuff. Maybe a couple of void years at the end to spread the signing bonus out over 5 years. That would make a lot of sense. But we'll have to see exactly what those details are. But we'll update you here on the show, of course. Okay, so we've talked about here on the show Chris Olave, Trevor Penning, Alante Taylor, but we haven't gotten the opportunity to really dive into who they're calling the Jackson brothers, the day three selections by the New Orleans Saints, Appalachian State linebacker DeMarco Jackson, as well as Air Force, which was pretty cool, defensive tackle, Jordan Jackson. So let's talk a little bit about what these guys bring, because I do think that they can see snaps in 2022. DeMarco Jackson is going to quickly see snaps on special teams, I believe. I think that he is a guy that will absolutely be able to step into that role. He stands at 6 foot flat, 233 pounds. So he's a little bit undersized. He's a little bit more Quan Alexander than he is DeMario Davis in terms of that, but he's also got 4.55 speed, and his downhill speed is absolutely remarkable. For anybody that, you know, is used to watching the Raging Cajuns and everything, you've probably gotten to see a little bit of DeMarco Jackson over time at App State. And so for this guy, the way that he's going to see snaps in 2022 is making the roster as a core special teamer, but don't be surprised if he also competes with guys like Zach Bond and Caden Ellis for some linebacker depth roles, right? The Saints just brought back Tyrann Mathieu. Another huge move that they could make is to bring back Quan Alexander. But if they don't, then the Saints may still be looking for a fifth linebacker in that case, and DeMarco Jackson could turn into that player. So it's possible that you see DeMarco Jackson get meaningful snaps. Remember, meaningful snaps for the Saints also means special teams. This is a team that allowed the second most punt returns in 2021 and allowed the most punt return yards in 2021 as well, after setting a record in 2020, allowing the fewest. That's a big deal for New Orleans. They're not used to giving that up. They're not used to that being the case. So players like Alante Taylor, players like DeMarco Jackson, they have a very carved out role if they can stay healthy through training camp and prove their value over on the special team side. But don't be surprised if DeMarco Jackson works his way into that linebacker depth chart a little bit higher than you might anticipate as well. He's a fiery, fiery player, although a little undersized. Jordan Jackson, defensive tackle from Air Force, who has a deferment. He can play immediately. He's immediately available to the Saints. He comes in with a 9.13 RAS score. We know that they love the RAS scores. I know you love the RAS scores. Comes in at 6'4", 294 pounds. He tall. He big. He slim, but he big. And he's athletic. 4.96, 40. He had a 4.4 shuttle, short shuttle, 7.2, 3 cone. He also jumped 30 and a half inches in the air. 9'4" broad jump. He's explosive. He's everything that the Saints love about a defensive tackle. And he produced well in college when he was there as well. 15 and a half sacks during his time at Air Force. Now, you know, it's Mountain West Conference competition, so it's going to be a little bit of a leap in competition before he's really able to contribute. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him get snaps in 2022. And I'm talking about on defense, because remember, you don't have to win a starting role on the Saints defensive line to get snaps, right? The Saints have David Onyemata. They got Shai Tuttle. They've got Albert Huggins. They've got Jalen Dalton. They've got Jahlil Johnson. They've got Jordan Jackson. They've got Kentavious Street and more. Whoever makes the roster, they're going to get snaps. These guys are going to get snaps. And so Jordan Jackson, with that explosiveness and with that speed, that agility, the athleticism that he has, he might be the only one of his style outside of David Onyemata, on the defensive interior for New Orleans right now. And so that could mean something. That could get him to a position where he stands out enough in camp to be able to actually see some snaps. If he ends up on the practice squad, don't forget, even ending up on the practice squad, he could still make game day rosters because he could be elevated from the practice squad on game day if the Saints feel that they need to bulk up the defensive line for, you know, a particularly heavy run attack that they're going to go up against, against another team. So there's a lot of opportunities here for these five guys to all make the roster. There's room for them. But even if they don't, even if they hit the practice squad, same thing for DeMarco Jackson, even if they hit the practice squad, there's still opportunities for them to be elevated and be able to actually see game time. So I wouldn't be surprised to see these guys on the field at some point in 2022, and even barring and without considering injuries, right? Injuries will easily get them out on the field. But even without that, these guys have the talent and the specified roles, which is what I love about this Saints draft class. They really went specific. They drafted for need in the first round. They went and got a guy they really liked in the second round that's going to compete at corner, but that's also going to have a key special teams role opposite JT Gray. He's going to be a gunner like crazy for New Orleans. That guy is outstanding in that role. Smoke Monday, the UDFA, is worth watching there as well. But then you have these other two guys in the Jackson brothers that have very specifically carved out potential roles awaiting them as they roll into training camp. Now, speaking of Smoke Monday, he's one of the undrafted free agents that everybody's talking about. So who are, of the 17 UDFAs, the players that I think have the best chance to make the roster? We'll talk Smoke Monday. I'm going to tell you why I think the Saints might have found some competition for Dwayne Washington and a new member of their running back room. We got that coming up for you as we continue on and wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. But first, we're talking about the New Orleans Saints tinkering around with their roster. Maybe you're tinkering around with your vehicle. Well, the best place to do that is over at rockauto.com. Super easy, super simple to navigate. User-friendly catalog. You just head over to rockauto.com. You pick your year, make, model, and then whatever part it is that you're looking for, they're going to give you tons of options at every part, piece, or accessory that you may need. Anything that you're looking for, and you'll be able to find it for likely 30, 50, 70% cheaper than you'll find it at the brick and mortar chain store around the corner. And you ain't even got to leave the house. You can do all this in your pajamas if you want to, on the couch, chilling, comfortable, fix your car from home. So go and check them out. Leave the middleman out. They're just going to leave you hanging for 20 minutes and then tell you they got to order it anyway. Just order it yourself over at rockauto.com. Don't forget to let them know that Locked On sent you, right, and Locked On in the How'd You Hear About Us section. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with a quick look at the undrafted free agents that I think have the best chance to potentially make the roster for the New Orleans Saints. Now, the Saints have a big undrafted free agent class this year, 17 players, including a kicker. They also got a punter from Ireland, which is super dope. Shout out Ireland. Stand up to all our Ireland listeners. But there's a lot of really great potential in this undrafted free agent class. Now, I'm not going to read off all 17 names. If you want to see them, there's a New Orleans Saints website has it. We have it over at Saints Wire as well. But I'm going to tell you the three names that I think actually have the best chance to make the roster for the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to start off with a guy that everybody's talking about, and it's Smoke Monday. Smoke Monday absolutely has a shot to make the 53-man roster, and there's a couple of reasons why. I think Smoke Monday's most direct competition for a roster spot is Daniel Sorensen. And if you've heard me talk about the signing of Daniel Sorensen, it's not really a signing that has inspired a lot of confidence that he's going to be on the roster by the time that the season gets started or anything like that, right? He was kind of brought in as a replacement on special teams for Jeff Heath. But if you can get a guy like Smoke Monday, whose downhill speed is fantastic, who is the hardest hitting player in this year's NFL draft, all of those things, as well as the traits that he has and the tools that he has, match him up as a potentially really, really good special teamer. So that's why I think Daniel Sorensen is probably his most direct competition. Here's the other thing that I'll highlight. The future projection of Smoke Monday is something that could be really a value for the New Orleans Saints. CJ Gardner-Johnson's in the last year of his contract. Smoke Monday plays extremely well in the short and intermediate area, close to the line of scrimmage. The closer to the line of scrimmage he is, the more comfortable he is. Talked about it with Zach Blackerby, Locked On Auburn, if you want to go and check out the Locked On Auburn show, quite a bit. He's not really somebody that does very well in coverage. Further he gets away from the line of scrimmage, the more problems you sort of see with him. But he's somebody that close to the line of scrimmage is an absolute just demolition. I mean, he is a, what are they called? The demolition ball? He's a wrecking ball, Miley Cyrus. He's a wrecking ball. And so that's one of the things that I really like about Smoke Monday is the fact that he has the immediate inside track in terms of being a key special teamer, but has some future projection. Now, I think CJ Gardner-Johnson and New Orleans Saints, like, that's going to be a pairing that the Saints are going to want to keep around for a long time. They're going to want to keep CJ Gardner-Johnson in the building. But if something goes wrong and negotiations don't necessarily go that way or whatever, or they move CJ Gardner-Johnson to another spot in the future, then you have a guy like Smoke Monday who could potentially plug in close to the line of scrimmage. The other sort of spot for him in terms of a future projection that would be really interesting, and I'll say the same thing about Alante Taylor, the Saints' second round pick out of Tennessee as well. PJ Williams. PJ Williams is on his fourth straight one-year deal. He ain't going to keep taking him deals, y'all. He ain't going to keep doing that, right? Eventually, he's going to try to get a multi-year deal somewhere or whatever, but like, he's not going to just keep taking one-year deals to stay in New Orleans. And so if he ends up moving on, then you have to have some type of versatile chess piece player that can move around and do a lot of different things. And Smoke Monday, along with Alante Taylor, one of those guys. So I think Smoke Monday has a really good chance to make the roster for a lot of different reasons. But first and sort of like most pertinent at the moment has everything to do with special teams. But there's some future projection there that's important. The second player that I'll highlight that I think has a really, really good chance to make the roster is a player that I think the New Orleans Saints are really excited to have in the building. And it's former Baylor running back Abram Smith. Now, Abram Smith is a running back. He is also a former linebacker, and he is a fantastic special teamer. This is a guy that knows how to, with his vision, find gaps, hit holes, but also shoot gaps over on the defensive side, and also translates all of that to his ability to be able to cover and hit in special teams. So think about him and his immediate competition being Dwayne Washington, who the Saints just recently brought back. Now, the Saints need help in the running back room. Whether or not Alvin Kamara gets suspended at the beginning of the year, whatever that ends up being, it is. But it's not necessarily all about helping out Alvin Kamara. There's that running back special teamer role that the Saints really covet and really, really like. And Abram Smith, who had 257 carries in 2021 after having like at most six or something like that before that, had a very slow start to his career and then just blew up out of nowhere. 257 carries, over 1,600 rushing yards, and 12 rushing touchdowns. He also had 13 catches. Doesn't have a ton of receiving yards or a ton of receptions in his career. That's why I look at his role as being one that's probably going to start as special teams, but wouldn't be surprised if he can show that he can have that sort of like acuity in the passing game and develop that. That'll be a big piece of it, but his pass protection is another thing that I think the Saints will value big time. So Abram Smith is that second guy out of three that I think can make the roster for the New Orleans Saints as an undrafted free agent. All right, now the third and final guy that I want to highlight here out of the class of 17 undrafted free agents that I think has the best chance to earn a roster spot in 2022 is going to be wide receiver kick returner from Weber State, Rashid Shaheed. I'm not just saying that about his name, right? He's got a dope name. Don't get me wrong. I love when a first name and a last name rhyme. Sign me up all day. Smoke Monday had a great name. Didn't choose him just because of his name. It's all about special teams when it comes to the undrafted free agents. So you remember last year, there was a special teamer that I was in love with when it came to his ability to be able to make the roster, Lawrence Woods, right? The young corner slash special teamer that was coming in and all that. And I was really excited about him. He was a fantastic gunner, all those things. Well, this is kind of that, but I want to highlight a little bit about what it is that makes Rashid Shaheed special, because this dude was amazing, especially last year. FCS all-time leader in kick return touchdowns with 7. He's the only player in Weber State history to earn All-American honors. He's the all-time leader in career kick return average with 29.1 yards per return. And in his 53-game career at Weber State, he totaled 5,478 all-purpose yards, third all-time in Weber State history. Wild. He's also third in career punt return yards, seventh in career receiving yards with 2,164. He also had 18 touchdowns and 10th in career receptions in school history with 146. Now, I don't know necessarily that Rashid Shaheed gets to a situation to where he's going to be able to contribute on the offensive side, but if the Saints really, really choose to focus Deontay Hardy in an offensive role, especially if they don't land another receiver on offense, Deontay Hardy's ready to go as a slot receiver, and he would be a phenomenal slot receiver for you, and then still have the versatility to play inside and out, just like Olave and Michael Thomas, right? So if the Saints want to focus Deontay Hardy to his offensive role, Rashid Shaheed coming in as your kick returner and your punt returner, sign me up all day long. 29.1 yards career return average on kickoffs is insane. sane. I don't care what level of football you're playing at. Because if the level of football mattered, everyone would be, everybody in that conference, in that area, would be averaging those kinds of numbers, and they're not. Right? Rashid Shaheed, somebody to really watch out for. Now, he could just be somebody that I'm excited about because of his special teams tape, just like I was about Lawrence Woods, and it goes nowhere, just like it did with Lawrence Woods. But as of right now, Smoke Monday, Abram Smith, the running back out of Baylor, and then, of course, Rashid Shaheed are the three guys that I think have the best chance out of this class of 17 undrafted free agents to make the roster for the New Orleans Saints. And it's clear the Saints like one of these guys, right? Abram Smith, who got $220,000 and a bunch of money guaranteed. Like, those numbers tell you that they really like this guy. I won't be surprised to see some of the any of these three names on the 53-man roster, or at least on the practice squad, and getting elevated to hit that game day roster. Remember, with the NFL's changes, you don't have to make the active roster. You don't have to make the 53-man roster to be active on game days anymore. So no matter what, there's opportunities for these guys abound. All right, family, coming up tomorrow, I want to get you introduced to the rest of the 17-man undrafted free agent class. So we'll go through, I'll give you everything you need to know, little nuggets about each of those players. But first and foremost, we're going to lead off with Honey Badger again. What more do the New Orleans Saints need after they've signed Tyrann Mathieu? What's next for that defense? We'll talk about interior defensive line, and we'll break down how Tyrann Mathieu helps to make the entire defense better. We got all that coming up for you tomorrow on another episode of Locked On Saints. As always, y'all, I appreciate you so much for making us your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube as well. For your second listen today, make sure you go and check out Locked On NFL. It'll be myself and David Harrison on Tuesday talking winners and losers of the draft. Tyrann Mathieu, you'll get the Bucks analyst perspective of what it's like to see a division rival get better. And we'll talk a little bit about that DeAndre Hopkins situation as well. So we got a ton coming up for you over on Locked On NFL. Don't miss that. And as always, y'all, I appreciate you so much for making us a part of your day every day. And for everything you need around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how you're mom and them. And trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.